This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Democrats are defending the necessity of impeachment, even if President Trump is not removed from office, while Republicans are denouncing the integrity of the constitutional process. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler tells ABC's This Week the impeachment is necessary.
This president sought foreign interference in the 2016 election. He is openly seeking foreign interference in the 2020 election.
But Republicans are denouncing the integrity of the constitutional process. Also appearing on ABC's This Week, Senator Ted Cruz.
For weeks and months, they've been promising evidence of criminal conduct. They abandoned all of that and admitted that the evidence doesn't support all of their attacks that have happened before.
The House plans to vote Wednesday on two articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Officials in Afghanistan confirmed Sunday the United States plans to withdraw thousands of troops from the country, insisting the move stemmed from a mutual understanding between the two allied nations. Sources in Kabul went on to tell VOA the drawdown process is expected to start in 3 months. There's been no official confirmation of that timeline. On Saturday, U.S. media reported that President Donald Trump's administration intends to announce as early as later this week plans to reduce the number of American forces in Afghanistan by around 4,000. A spokesman for Afghan President Ashraf Ghani insisted the troop reduction plan is not tied to the ongoing peace negotiations between Washington and the Taliban insurgency. Those negotiations are aimed at ending the 18-year-old war. Currently, around 13,000 U.S. troops are deployed to Afghanistan, where they're conducting counterterrorism missions and advising and training Afghan security forces battling the Taliban. You're listening to VOA News. The United Nations' longest climate talks ever ended in Madrid on Sunday, with countries agreeing to increase carbon-cutting commitments by next year, but postponing clear-cut decisions in key areas. Critics accused several of the world's biggest polluters, including the United States, of blocking progress to address a growing climate crisis. Lisa Bryant has more for VOA from Paris.
There was some progress and compromise. The European Union, with the exception of Poland, pledged this past week to reach net zero emissions by 2050. Delegates agreed to enhance emissions cutting plans, but they failed to agree on clear targets, rules for carbon markets, or financing for poorer nations to adapt and respond to climate change. That adds pressure for next year, when the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement begins to be implemented. Here's a reaction from Costa Rica's delegation.
We did not quite get there this time, but we have progressed.
The talks were backdropped by a series of alarming findings on the growing impact of climate change on our oceans, forests, and glaciers. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
More than 2,000 government, UN, and business leaders, as well as representatives from civil society and humanitarian agencies, are gathering to attend the first ever Global Refugee Forum. The three-day event, which opens Monday in Geneva, aims to generate new approaches and long-term commitments to help refugees in the communities that host them. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Organizers of the forum will be rolling out the red carpet for heads of state from Germany, Turkey, Pakistan, Costa Rica, Ethiopia, Somalia, as well as other prominent individuals who will be arriving for this seminal event. Much is at stake. More than 70 million people worldwide are forcibly displaced by war, conflict, and persecution. UNHCR spokesman Babar Balosh tells VOA the world's piecemeal approach in dealing with displacement and refugee affairs has to change.
This is bringing everyone together at the same place on the same table.
The private sector also has an increasingly important role to play in responding to the growing needs of refugees. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Human remains discovered last month at a farm outside the city of Guadalajara have been confirmed as belonging to at least 50 people, authorities in Mexico's west central state of Jalisco reported. State prosecutors said recovery work at the farm, which began November 22nd after the initial discovery, concluded on Friday. The office said in a statement that there was a preliminary indication that the remains corresponded to 50 individuals. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.